Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 22nd of August, 2009, and the time is 1:50 in the afternoon. If I could ask you to tell us your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
Yep, I'm Stephen Bell. I'm 49 in November, and I'm from Redditch, near Birmingham, originally born in Birmingham.
Okay, thank you very much. Tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project.
I read about it in the Daily Mail. I was reading the paper the one day, and there was an article in there about it and about the project and what it was trying to achieve. And obviously, reading the article, it mentioned about people applying to go on the plinth, and I thought, well, great, once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm never really that lucky with things like that, so I thought I'll apply and probably never hear anything. And I was quite surprised when I got an email out of the blue one day saying that I'd been selected. And that I'd been selected for a Saturday in August in the afternoon, because knowing my luck, I probably would have got 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. So I was quite surprised when I got it, because as I say, I'm not really that lucky with things. I did the lottery that weekend, but I never won.
So what is it you're going to be doing on the plinth?
Well, I've been racking my brains since I was told I was successful, because I'm not naturally a creative individual, and I've been watching other people on there and what they've been doing, and I'm thinking, well, that's just not me. And it was only until this week my wife came up with an idea of buying a load of Smarties, these coloured little sweets, and sitting there with a load of them and putting them into little tubs in respective colours. And the kids have made me a t-shirt up that says I am on the front and Smarticus on the back. And I'm just going to sit there counting them. And I've got a few little boxes that I'm going to give away as well to people below. So I thought I would do something like that. That's probably the limit of my creativity, really.
How does it feel being part of the project and being down here on Trafalgar Square, one of 2004?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. It really is. I mean, I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And, to take part in it and to be part of it and be part of sort of history in a way. Because I'm sure this will carry on and on and on for a number of years to come. I mean, for me, it's incredible. Because I'm not really naturally, as I say, an extrovert as such. And for me, this is taking me outside of my comfort zone to an extent. So that's why I'm going to try and enjoy it as much as I can.
And what's the emotional journey been from finding out about it to applying to finding out, preparing, now being here?
Well, when I first got the email, I was like, oh, God, what am I going to do? They've picked me. And I went through a sort of mindset of, well, no, I'm not going to do it. It's not really me. I only applied just to see whether I wouldn't get picked. And having been picked, I thought, no, I can't go through with it. And then I had a phone call from one of your colleagues a few months ago, it was now, sort of just running through the procedures and everything. And then I thought, oh, it's getting serious now. And I'm thinking, I've either got to do it or I've got to say I'm not going to do it. And since then, I've actually lost my job since then as well. I was made redundant a couple of weeks ago, which was quite a shock to me at the time. And obviously, most of my focus at the moment has been on trying to find another job rather than thinking about coming on the plinth. So I've sort of... In recent weeks, I've thought about ringing and saying, no, I'm not going to do it, because it didn't seem right in terms of my mindset. But my wife persuaded me to carry on and go ahead and do it, so here I am.
And can you tell us a little bit about then your family setup? You said you come down with your wife and you were talking about your kids.
Yeah. My wife's come down with me, plus my wife's brother and his family. There's 11 of us in total. I've got my son and daughter with me. My daughter's boyfriend is here as well. A friend of ours, Lynn, who we've known for a long time, she's with us also. A few more people wanted to come, but they couldn't get the time to come down. So there's 11 of us in total. My wife and I have been married over 25 years now, or whatever it is. I can't quite remember. I know I should really, but I can't. James, my son, is my eldest son. He's 22. He's just recently graduated from UCL. So he's obviously trying to find a job now as well. It's not good times for that. My daughter's going to Worcester University in September. So I'm quite pleased about what they've achieved so far.
Can you tell us a bit about your background? What else you did for a living?
Yeah.
How you got into that?
I grew up in Birmingham, born and bred, and quite proud of the fact. I know a lot of people sort of tend to slate Birmingham off, but you know, I think it's a great place, but I would. When I left school, I had the choice to either go to university or go and work in the motor trade, because obviously the motor trade in Birmingham is quite a, you know, a large industry. And I went to work for Peugeot Talbot at the time, as it was. I spent 9 years working for them as a sort of fault finding technician. And then I had a complete change of career and I went into sales, selling. And I've been in that more or less ever since. Mainly in the construction industry, selling building products, that type of thing. And the job I had until a couple of weeks ago was a commercial manager for a building products manufacturer that manufactured concrete products, paving, retaining walls, that type of product. So, and then about 3 years ago, having not gone to university, I decided that I was going to maybe do something on a distance learning point of view. And I studied for an MBA for 5 years, and I graduated in 2005. And I did that whilst I was working, which was quite a challenge at the time because it was very intensive. But I got through it, and there were times when I didn't think I was going to get through it, but I got through it. And as I say, I got an MBA. So that was quite a, you know, a milestone for me, and quite a, you know, an important part in my life, so to speak. So yeah, that was very good.
What would you say was your motivation to get the MBA?
I suppose it was a selfish one, really, in that I wanted to prove to myself that I could have gone to university, I could have studied, and I could have, you know, I could have achieved a degree status. And having worked with a lot of people who'd been to university and they got degrees, and they talked about, you know, what they'd done whilst they were there and all the drinking and whatever you do and stuff like that. I thought, well, you know, is it something I could have done? Is it something that I could challenge myself to do? And as I say, I wanted to prove to myself that I could actually go and do it, and I did.
So who would you say you're doing this for?
Who am I doing it for? That's a good question. I wouldn't say I'm doing it for myself, per se. I suppose I'm doing it for, ordinary people, in a way. As I say, I'm not an arty type as such. I was never really good at school at art or creativity or anything like that. So I would just say I'm an ordinary bloke, and, you know, I think things like this sometimes need ordinary people as such. And I'm not suggesting people that have gone before me are not ordinary, but some of the people you've seen and some of the people I've seen on there have obviously been fairly flamboyant and extrovert, where I'm not like that, as I say. So I suppose, in a way, I suppose I'm doing it for myself, of course, but I'm also doing it for ordinary people.
And what kind of impact would you like it to have?
Well, I suppose I'm me as an individual. The fact that I've been through something like this, and I've actually been part of something like that, and that you don't have to be an Anthony Gormley or somebody like that to take part in things like this. And I think, you know, sometimes, you know, people tend to see art as something that's for privileged few as such, where, you know, I like to think that anybody can take part in things. And I suppose from my point of view, it's obviously going to have an impact on me with my friends and people that I know and people that I've worked with. It's going to have an impact on my family, because I think, you know, when I first told them I'd been selected, they were shocked and surprised, totally shocked and surprised. And I was surprised how many people had heard about it as well. So I'm hoping it's going to have a positive impact on me. And obviously, if somebody sees me up there and thinks I can give that guy a job, you never know.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
Well, I'm not an extrovert. I'm very much an introvert as such. I probably think about things too much in too much detail. I'm too in depth with my thoughts and things like that. And I probably need to not take myself so seriously sometimes. But I'm naturally a positive individual. I'm not a negative individual. I like to feel that I'm positive about things, and I don't always look on the black side of things. And you know, having lost my job, the tendency is to sort of feel sorry for yourself and sit there doing nothing. Where that's not me, you know, I'm not that type of individual. So and you know, I'm just an ordinary bloke from Birmingham who's trying to, you know, make a good living and have a, you know, a nice family life and things like that, really. I'm not one of these people that would go on X Factor or anything like that. I'm not one of these sort of wannabe celebrity types, if you know what I mean.
So what would you say the most important things to you at the moment?
Well, first and foremost at the moment is finding another job. That's the most important thing at the moment. But also making sure that, you know, as my kids have gone through university and one's coming out of it now, that he gets himself a proper career and a proper job now, so to speak, and that my daughter succeeds while she's at university, and that we have a good standard of living going forward, and that doesn't suffer because of what's happened. So sounds a bit morbid, I know, but I'm not trying to be.
And what hopes and plans do you currently have for the future?
Well, I've always had an inkling to live and work abroad if I could at some point, and I've always had that ambition as such. I did get the opportunity when I was a lot younger to go and work in America, but at the time I turned it down because I didn't think it was right for me. But I like travelling. I'd recently come back from Northern Cyprus, which was quite an experience, having not been there before. So I suppose, you know, if I could win the lottery, that would be, you know, the ultimate, but I'm sure everybody would say that. You know, also being an Aston Villa season ticket holder, I'd be chuffed if they won the Premier League, but I don't think they will in my lifetime. But it'd be nice if we could do that.
And how are you feeling just before you go up on the plinth?
I'm feeling fine. I thought I'd be a lot more nervous, to be honest, but I'm not. But I guess when I start sort of going up on the lift and actually standing up on there, I probably will start to feel nervous. But at the moment, I feel fine.
What would you say, what are your closing thoughts and comments on being part of the One Another project in Trafalgar Square?
I'm just excited. It's just, as I say, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and you know, for me, I would not normally take part in things like this. As I said before, it's sort of outside my comfort zone, but I've always been one for sort of challenging myself and trying to, you know, step outside my comfort zone and trying to be ambitious, and I see this as quite an ambitious thing for me to do.
Great, thank you very much.
No problem.